Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in our daily life, in the world around us, the politics, the spiritual passage, and our biggest metaphysical search. This is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you tonight from Ronan, Montana. And I hope to be joined by Mark Woltz and Ann Ortley as the evening progresses. And it's what an interesting week it's been. I hope that as the nights get darker and longer. Hello, is that Ann?
Yep, it's me. I didn't recognize my phone number. I'm in Florida. Sorry.
Right.
I called it on
my phone. I didn't
either.
Phone.
Yeah, I did. Well, it's the 727 number. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know the 879. I know the 646. I have to learn this number. It's all good.
Okay. Introduce yourself,
yes.
My dear.
Ann Ortley, down at Boca Ciega Bay in St. Pete, and the bright turquoise desk instead of the bright red desk. So.
How wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh,
good.
Totally
yeah.
Appropriate for the beach. And
yeah.
I was talking about today, what a week it's been with that Mars and Mercury both out of bounds. It's been, you know, absolutely crazy, and
Yep. It's
been interesting. For the most part, I've been really appreciating that kind of wacko Gemini energy, but
mm-hmm.
I'm feeling the shift. I've noticed that so many people get anxious really easily with that, and they get wound up. They get excited about something they're about to do or worried about or what's going on. And that
yep.
Mars and Gemini can vibrate off, you know, on a good day, it's good. On a difficult, when a difficult thing comes across, it can be as if they've drunk too much coffee.
Yeah, yeah, totally. It's
How
got
are you
a
feeling
hyper,
it?
Hyper energy. Well, I'm just
mm-hmm.
all the out of bounds planets on top of it. We have Moon out of bounds, Mercury out of bounds, Venus out of bounds,
yep.
Mars out of bounds, Palestine out of bounds, and Lilith out of bounds. That's a lot.
Just
that's
a
seven
few.
Planets.
Right. Okay.
That's a lot of. Which is, and then there's that mutable T-square in the sky with
mm-hmm.
involving
mm-hmm.
the out-of-bounds planets. So everything is just kind of like bouncing all over. And lots of
mm-hmm.
sudden, unexpected news where things kind of just go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, I just swallowed some spit. Sorry about that.
Sorry about that. See,
yeah,
that's
so
Gemini's
thought, well,
lungs. Okay, and Mark Woltz, would you introduce yourself? It's so good to see you here, too.
Hi, it's Mark Woltz, calling in from New York City. And Ann, are you in New York also?
Ann is
down in
Florida.
In Florida.
She's moved down to Florida, and I'm out here in Montana. So we got three corners of the country covered at
yeah.
the moment. And we're talking about Mars out of bounds, and with Mars out of bounds, and for anybody who knows, and just listen, oh, all the planets are out of bounds now. And that means that the planets are north or south of the band of the sky where the sun crosses during the time between its winter solstice and summer solstice. So it's north or south of those bounds and therefore it sort of throws the rule book out and gets to act out. And
right.
so outrageous things are said. And, you know, that... The out of bounds Mars was right on Donald Trump's Uranus North Node Sun conjunction in Gemini and opposed his Moon in Gemini this week. And he said some outrageous things that even pissed off his own party.
Right.
So, you know, when no one's surprised, you know, and he feels always good. Any publicity is good publicity. So, you know, we can do our best to just ignore it, but notice that it was an out-of-bounds comment that was even out-of-bounds for him.
Right, right. And just kind of odd things, like those newscasters that were both married and were having an affair. And, you know,
oops.
It's like, okay,
mm-hmm.
we're having an affair. So kind of like, all right, what's going to happen? And then, you know, now they're suspended. It's just people
mm-hmm.
are really
mm-hmm.
acting up. You know, I got a call from a friend of mine today. You know, her daughter's been having trouble at work. And so she prayed to Archangel Michael for it, and the girl went in today and got fired. You know? But it was actually
mm-hmm.
good because
mm-hmm,
the boss
mm-hmm.
was kind of sexually harassing her. So it's just kind of weird, you know. Mm-hmm. It's that kind of crazy energy. And so when we see it, we just go out of bounds. We're not following the rules. So you'll have it in your own life. You'll have it on, you know, you'll watch it in the news. It's definitely one of those kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then later
mm-hmm.
this week, we have Mercury and Venus both entering Capricorn. And right after they do, they have a sesquiquadrate. They're on a world point, zero cap, and they have a sesquiquadrate to Venus, to Uranus on a world point.
Mm-hmm.
So we can expect
mm-hmm.
shocking, unexpected announcements where we go, wow, that happened? And first it's Mercury and then it's Venus. So I'm,
mm-hmm.
like, looking for some really interesting news this week, you know. So,
yeah.
Yeah,
well,
it'll be good.
I thought, and I just want to point out that Trump has Pluto and Mercury out of bounds natally. So that's sort of
yeah.
one of his stories. So, yes, I thought that the banning, getting rid of the morality police in Iran was
yes.
a huge shift. I don't
yep.
know which way that's going to go or what that's going to mean, but it's going to see what's up. And Mark, how have you been seeing these wild planets playing out in New York City, which is always wild?
Well, it's mainly, I would say, unexpected things,
mm-hmm.
Including more people I know are catching COVID and
mm-hmm.
expected
mm.
not to. But it seems like it's spreading as fast as it ever was.
Right.
Yeah. It does.
Yeah, they just had that on Seth Meyers. All the people on Saturday Night Live were all masked again, too. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Including yep. Wally, the cue card guy.
Oh.
Who wears a little sponge on his mat, on his neck, or on his mask, because that's how he's able to flip the cue cards. And apparently he works at Saturday Night Live. So he has a little sponge that's attached to his cheek, and he uses that so he has to wet his fingers to flip the cards, and he can't lick them with a mask on, right? So, yeah.
Oh, that's funny. You know, that's really interesting. And it is. I mean, it's nowhere near as bad as it was. You know, this time when I got COVID a few weeks ago, it was nothing like it was the first time. But it is. It still was no fun, and it's still spreading faster than ever now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I do know a woman who died, you know, an elderly woman in a nursing home who died of it last week. You know, but
oh,
the
wow.
majority of people are not having that lethal reaction.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not good.
No.
Yeah. Well.
So we'll see. And the...
Mm-hmm. There's also a really big full moon this week,
mm-hmm.
which has got yeah. Mars on the moon. Mars out of bounds, on the moon out of bounds.
Yes.
The full moon's out of bounds, and the Mars is on the full moon. So it's like, and they're at 16, mm-hmm. so they're triggering the eclipse degree of 16 Scorpio Taurus, but they're triggering it in a sesquiquadrate and a quincunx. So it's a very big adjusting week. So a lot of the stuff that got revealed during the eclipses is getting acted on now. So,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Love those full moons, you know.
Yep, love those full moons. And the full moon is absolutely glorious out there.
Yeah.
And it is. And there's so much going on with it right now. Yes.
Yeah.
So how can people use this time most comfortably? That's a question.
Work. You can get a lot of confidence. Yeah. You kind of leap tall buildings with a single bound with the center. If you can concentrate, you can
mm-hmm.
really get a lot
mm-hmm.
done, you know. So.
Yeah, there is some difficulty concentrating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And staying with one project.
Yeah.
You know, that Amazon's Mars is in Gemini, so he's always wanting to do two things at once.
Mm-hmm.
Or 10.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Or 10 or 12 or 14, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Out of bounds, right? Yeah.
The juggler.
Right. And, luckily.
Good week for the jugglers.
Right. And as adding on to that work, tomorrow Mercury heads into Capricorn. And, you know, the coming week, Venus goes into Capricorn. And that, you know, Capricorn's theory is work will set you free. So find a way that's not a lie told by somebody else, but your own work can ground you, stabilize you, and give all of this out-of-bounds energy a place to go. Because the best about out-of-bounds energy is being able to let go of limitations that aren't really there, that are an illusion, that are a habit.
Right.
So how can we step past our illusions of limitations, like this is how we always do it, this is how it's always done, and reach for new ways of connecting with it.
Right, right, yeah. And I think that's the other piece of it, is just recognizing that people are a little, you know, a lot of people are very frayed feeling right now, that they're, you know, kind of feeling like, you know how the rubber bands kind of stretch and you kind of go, or when you got a balloon and you're kind of going, I think it's going to break. You know, there's an energy of fragility in the expansiveness. So I've had a few people, you know, kind of check themselves into psych wards or check family members in because the energy is kind of over the top. So, yeah, it's hard. It's that much over the top energy is stressful for folks, you know. And it does feel like we haven't had a break in a while. You know, like, it's like still more? And it's like, yeah, we're not done yet. Still more.
Yeah. And on that note, let's take a few callers because we keep running short of time for them the last couple of weeks.
Okay.
So, code 858-699, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi, my name is Michael, and my birthday is 110-63. I was born in Royal Oak, Michigan at 9:03 p.m.
Royal Oak.
Royal Oak, Michigan.
And what's your question, Michael?
Well, I am just very curious about my career and also manifesting a project. I was the last call last week, and we kind of got me right there in the tail end, and I got a couple beautiful nuggets, and we weren't able to get as much as I would like. But then I heard you speaking about this is a great time to be productive if you can concentrate, and so I think it connects to that. And I'm planning on launching a project, and based upon what I was told last week, it was, I believe it's the 28th of January because of various factors that was a good launch date, which I've sort of targeted.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I like it.
Right. And that gives you the retrograde period in early January to problem solve, to debug it, to check everything is moving in the right direction. And you're really feeling that push forward. So I think this will be a really useful time for you.
Yeah.
It looks like this has been in the works for over a year. Is that correct?
A long time, many years.
Yeah. Many years, but it feels like it's really coming to fruition, like you've been manifesting the form of it for the last year.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
Excellent. And that you're on a growth spurt with your progressed Sun approaching your progressed Jupiter over the next 4 years. Looks like it will be helping you expand your business steadily over the next 4 years. So I think we barely mentioned that at the end of the time last time. That this, it won't happen overnight, but I mean, this product may grow, but expect this to be the beginning of a 4-year push for you.
I certainly could use a growth spurt.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's a nice growth spurt. It also, the Jupiter Neptune went direct last week right on your stuff, and he had a meeting with Jupiter back in April right on your progress and your Jupiter midpoint. So whatever the idea was mid-April, that's like, okay, now's the time to do it. And, you know, I do find we always have kind of perfect timing in terms of when we're supposed to do stuff because your midheaven has shifted into Leo now, your progressed midheaven. So the chart's like really ready, you know, to kind of get out in the world in a different way. So, and the Mars, you natally have Mars retrograde. So Mars retrograde in the sky right now is giving you a lot of energy to get this up and rolling. So, and once Mars goes direct on the 12th of January, you're going to feel, it'll be a little bumpy right after that, but then it'll really feel like it moves. So Are you moving location too? Are you shifting maybe, you know, online location or physical location because your nodes are changing also?
Yes, online. Yeah.
Online.
Okay. Shifting location. Yeah, online.
Yeah.
And thank you. And if I know I'm taking a lot of time here, if you could just touch on this idea that you have that push, you feel that push, and then the challenge of concentrating on one thing.
Well, your chart has trouble concentrating. You know, it's just because you're a mutable rising and you got all those Virgo planets. So what you want to do is have a list, work on it until you run out of the energy, and then shift to something else and come back. You know, so like the other day, I'm having a similar thing. I came home and I'm reorganizing, and the cat food had tipped over. So I pulled enough cat food forward to feed the cat, but there's still some in the back. So I know I have more cat food, but it's not in a little stack where I can grab it. But I wasn't in the mood to fish it all out with a sponge or with a spoon because it's in the back of the cupboard. So it's like do a little bit of it and then go do something else. Also, because of your water stuff and your lunar phases, you know, pay it, you know, maybe get a thing on planetary hours and notice when you're productive in one section, what hour it is. It's the moon's hour, Mercury's hour. And kind of work with those hours because that can help your chart a lot because you're going to really feel the energy shift and change. And when it shifts, say, okay, done with this. Now let me, done fishing up the cat food. Now let me go unload the dishwasher or whatever the next task is. Just have a master list and kind of check it off because your chart likes lists. And the energy is just very frantic right now. So Mark and Heather, what do you guys think?
Mark?
Yeah, you want to... Actually, as you go along, you can set yourself a challenge to go a little deeper. You tend to get a good glimpse of deeper than you used to know, and then you switch to another topic. But stay on topic until you've gone another layer below what you thought you already knew.
Mm-hmm.
And that's your challenge to you.
And notice, I'd say, also that you have an interesting approach avoidance conflict around visibility and, you know, being born with the sun below the horizon, Venus at the bottom of the chart, and Uranus and Pluto in the first house on the ascendant. Do you know anything about your birth itself?
I know that I came very quickly. I almost was given, had my father, my mother almost gave birth to me in the vehicle on the way to the hospital. My father went into the waiting room because back then all the men were in the waiting room smoking cigars and waiting for their wives. And my dad didn't even have time to sit down. They opened the door and said, they called his name. All the other dads looked at him like,
That's Uranus on the ascendant. That is so Uranus on the ascendant. But it probably was that there was a delay right before you were born, and then you can, okay, I'm out of here. And that's how you tend to enter new phases in your life. A lot we often do how we were born. And for you, it was, I think, you dithered, you waited, you worried, and then when you decide, okay, I'm being born, bam, you came out in minutes. And that this may feel the same way. You've been working on this program for a long time. But when you're ready to birth it, it can, you know, jump out of the with a lot of power and intensity behind it. But just notice the parts of you that know that if you do become highly successful with this, what parts of you need you to promise that you'll still take the quiet time, the time inside, the time for yourself, which sometimes you worry about, so that all parts of you can agree to this success. And that'll help your concentration.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Okay.
Does
that make sense to you?
Thank you. That's amazing. That's all of it makes sense.
Good. That's why we love astrology.
Okay.
I'm very emotional here.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good.
You're welcome,
take
honey.
Care and good luck.
Have a good launch. Have a good launch.
Yeah.
Big hug. Yep.
Bye.
You've got this. Bye.
And hello. Another 858. This is 736. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hello. My name is Kimberly. And
hi,
my,
Kimberly.
My birth time is 12:05 p.m. Sorry, I'm going wrong way. November 2nd, 1967.
Hold on. November 2nd, 1967. Time?
12:05 p.m.
And where?
Glendale, California.
And how can we help you?
In Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
Okay.
So you just spoke to my husband. I'm so excited to get him on here. And he's so emotional right now. I can't even tell you. Thank you so much for what you shared with him. I'm also launching a new company, and
different new company or the same new company?
That company that my husband and I started was over 20 years ago, and it's a training development company, and he's kind of taken that curriculum and kind of gone online with it, which is really exciting for him. I went into real estate, and I'm actually going to be opening a brokerage. And I have a short-term management business. So I do plan to get back to Recenter, the company he's talking to, so that we can at some point. But you know, you guys have helped me so much already, just between the talks you give and what I listen weekly to you guys, that I really get that right now it's still Neptune is pretty. You know, I'm not 100% clear, but boy, it's becoming so much more clear just in this last week that the brokerage has to happen, and that, you know, whatever's going to happen, I've got a new 13-year cycle, and last April, that's when the whole thing started with my broker's license. So I'm like, okay, that's clear.
You also have a very heavily loaded eighth house, which is other people's resources. And so right now, Neptune is opposing those. Your Venus, which has Pluto and Uranus on either side of that. And it's sort of, you can't quite see what's going to happen out of this, but you know there's something rather magical about stepping into that work. And that will give you a place to focus and concentrate so you can support the other business, but you've got your own to put your determination in. Pluto's sitting right, going back and forth across your ascendant, and you want something that you don't have to collaborate with anybody. You can just focus and go. And then you'll feel more collaborative in a year. But right now, you want to just, while your progressed moon's in Scorpio at the top of the chart, it just went over your sun and moon and Venus, you need to focus on what you have control over and on this new, you know, something that involves your curiosity and that your personality is an important connection to the public. So I think, you know, you're going to be good. You'll come back around and collaborate again later, but it feels like this time is yours. And what do you see?
Yeah, I mean, I would agree with that. I think it's, you know, it's a really interesting time with the, you know, with the Neptune is entrined to your natal Neptune. So it's kind of forming a whole bunch of new aspects, and you're also just finishing up the big Pluto coming to your ascendant, trining your Uranus, working with your nodes. So you're kind of really starting to embrace all the changes that you've been going through. The last couple of years might have been a little tough because it was feeling like you were at cross purposes with things, but now it's starting to feel like it's coalescing. And one of the things that happens with all those Virgo planets is you do tend to take care of other people. And now your chart's kind of like, you know, I'm really good at taking care of people, but I want to go do my thing for me. And so that part, you know, the Capricorn, your progressed sun's now in Capricorn, and you just had a new moon, lunar return to your moon. So your chart's really feeling back in sync with what was going on in 94 when you had a dream back then. And now the chart's like, okay, let me go work on that dream. So there's a very nice forward motion energy here. So, Mark, what do you see?
You're definitely in a try it for yourself mode, and you should just go with that. Follow your instinct and express what comes most naturally. And people will encourage you to do that, too. So you don't need to worry.
Yeah, I really am feeling that. Just, you know, focus on what I have control over. And it's kind of interesting because with my husband, we've had the same company for a long time, but been part of it for a while. We raised a son together, and I kind of went in different direction a little bit, but I find it really difficult to collaborate with him now. I just feel like we're speaking Venus and Mars. Like, I don't know if that's the right analogy.
No,
but
it's totally appropriate at the moment.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's totally appropriate that you're doing different things, but it's also that you're building great diversity and strength within the relationship because each of you is so strong in your own corner. So that you're building strength with that diversity in the marriage. And neither one of you is very good at taking orders from anybody else. So you need not to be in each other's chain of command, rather than you should be each other's encouraging or in supporting, rather than in that chain of command.
Right.
Yeah, we got to work on that.
Yeah.
Okay?
This is your house rules. You have to make some house rules.
I'm sorry, Mark, what did you say?
You have to make some house rules.
Yes.
So.
If only he'd live with them.
Rules,
of course, to him.
But you're both at this really juicy place, and you know, just cheer each other on and keep going.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like real expression of your force of life. You're both feeling like I have to express my force of life this way, I have to express my force of life that way. And so when you're both expressing your force of life, it really is very enhanced. So it's like, okay, well, I'm going to do it this way, I'm going to do it that way. Let's meet for dinner at 3, right? And in the meantime, we'll talk. When we get to dinner, we'll solve problems together, mine, yours, but also, like, can we not talk work? Let's go do something fun because we're both building our corners, right? So it may be that a lot of the stuff that you used to talk about isn't part of the time dialogue anymore, but it's set up in terms of new direction things. So, which is important.
Right.
Yeah. Big shift. Good shift, not a bad shift, but a good, it definitely is a change in direction. And a lot of times we find that women do their moon and then they go towards their sun, and men do their sun and go towards their moon. So in your case, when you say he's really emotional, I'm like, yeah, well, this is a really important dream for him. And for you, it's kind of like, I don't want to do that old life. I want to do my life, so it's an interesting juxtaposition, at the point you're at in your relationship. So it looks positive. I mean, I would just be like, yeah, let's go, rally and go, and then have the morning or the evening together times, and then, go out and conquer the world your own ways. To Heather's point, you're both being very strong in your own sectors. So.
Right. Yeah, and we've got this 17-year-old graduating high school, so we're going to have the empty nest to go do our thing. Well, not
yeah.
really.
Don't polarize. Really cheer each other on and tell each other about your day at the end of the day. You have your moons basically squared, so it can sort of separate off and live parallel lives. You keep up that intimacy by really cheering each other on and being the witness for each other while you go through this.
Yeah.
Now we're going to have to go. Our time is almost up. We'll say good
thank
luck.
Thank you so much, all of you.
Thank you.
You're
welcome. Good luck.
Okay.
Have fun.
Bye. Thank you so much. Good night.
Good night.
And this is Heather Rowan Robin saying good luck this week from Ronan, Montana. And enjoy, to go out of bounds in the best of ways. And Anne?
Anne Ortley signing off from the turquoise desk over Boca Ciega Bay in Florida.
Okay. And this is Mark Waltz signing off from the Hudson River, New York City.
How are your ribs, Mark? How are they feeling?
Okay, I bruised them in the fall. But it just I just gradually stretched it out. So.
Okay, good. I'm glad they're better.
Good, and you're,
all right.
I'm glad you're better. And I won't be here next week. I sent an email to the two of you for the next 2 weeks, but I've set up the blog talks. But I'm going to ask you guys to take it for the next 2 weeks, and then I'll be back on and can run it for you over the holidays.
Okay.
Sounds like a plan. We're on it. Okay. Have
wonderful.
A good
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye now.